This is part B of It's Not the Economy, Stupid, It's God. Let's continue right on here in Deuteronomy 8. Very important. Now you know why the Old Testament applies? Yes, indeed. But verse 18 now, but you shall remember the Lord your God. And how many people have forgotten the Lord God? Have you? For it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. Because He made and created the earth. He made and created you so you could work and do things and think and invent things and build things and put it all together. God gave the power to do that. But man has to come along and have a lying, cheating banking system where they have leveraged lending, and they got out to greater than 30-1. God gives you the power to get wealth so that He may confirm His covenant which He has sworn to your fathers as it is this day. And it shall be. Notice. Heed. Listen. It shall be if you do at all forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods, serving them and worshiping them. And that's exactly what we are doing in the name of Christianity today. If you go into a Sunday-keeping church, you have the wrong Christ. If you go into an idolatrous Catholic cathedral, you have the wrong Christ. If you go to any other religion, whatever it may be, there's no salvation in any of them. God says this. If you do forget Him, He says, I testify against you this day, you shall surely perish. Yes, perish. Then He also gives a warning, because they were to go in and they were to take the land and they were to put out all the natives that were there. And when you really understand that they were sinners, idolaters, that's why they were judged. So He says, verse 20, as the nation to whom the Lord destroys before your faith, so shall you perish because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Question. Did God remove them out of the land because of their sins? Yes, indeed. Question. Those of us who are living here in this great land because of the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we are doing the same thing as the nation that they did back then, will not God also remove us out of it, take it from us? You think about that. All right, let's come here to Psalm 50. Now in it, there are those who are true Christians. And in it, there are those who have repented. And there are those who love God with all their heart, mind, and soul, and being. Yes, we love this nation. Yes, we love the people. We certainly do. And we're thankful to be here. And we are thankful for the freedom of speech that God has given us and to you, and so forth. And these are the ones who love you and are concerned for you and the way that this nation and the people are going. Psalm 50. Verse 1. The mighty God, the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined forth. Our God shall come. And let me just tell you this. Christ is returning. And we are rapidly approaching the days just prior to His return. And His return is not going to be some nice little thing that you're wafted off in some sort of rapture to escape it all. He's going to shake the heavens, shake the earth, shake the sea, shake all nations. And you need to read and study your Bible and understand, hey, you better be right with God now. Don't wait until it's too late. He shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around Him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth so that He may judge His people. modern Israel today, and also gather his saints. Verse 5, gather my saints unto me, these who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And we have. And that sacrifice is total dedication to God, buried in baptism. Let's come down here now to verse 16. But to the wicked, God says, what is it to you to declare my statutes and to take up my covenant in your mouth? All the lying Christians on Sunday, mouthing words supposedly from God, twisting and turning and distorting the scriptures and causing people to sin. Yea, you hate to be taught. Are you all riled up from what I said? Does that make the hackles on the back of your neck stand up because of what I've said? Wait until God speaks, because he will. Yea, you hate to be taught, and you cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, then you were pleased to be with him. Sound like a local politician you may have put into office, or Washington, D.C., or your local banker. And you have taken part with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother, and you slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I have kept silent. You thought that I was like yourself, but I will rebuke you and will set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and he who sets his conduct aright, I will show him the salvation of God. So God is saying to all of the sinners out there, repent, change, come out of it. Don't be that way. Now let's come to Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16. Now today we have the symbol of the United States as the Statue of Liberty entering in, coming into New York. Well, God likens Israel also to a woman. And here in chapter 16, he talks about how with Israel, he called her, clothed her, gave her all the good things, blessed her, and so forth. Now let's come here, Ezekiel 16 and verse 13. He says, you were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was fine linen and silk and embroidered work. You ate fine flour and honey and oil, and you were exceedingly beautiful. And you advanced into a kingdom, just like here in America. We grew great, increased in wealth, increased in might, increased in people. We ended up being the leading nation of the world after World War II, because God said we would be a blessing to all the nations of the world. Were we that to all the nations of the world after World War II? Yes, did we not raise up Europe? Did we not raise up all the other nations? Yes, indeed. God intended that. Verse 14, and your name went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect, my splendor which I put upon you, says the Lord. But you trusted in your beauty. See, rather than trusting in God. And think about how we've been eliminating God out of everything. Trusting in ourselves. You trusted in your beauty and played the harlot because of your name and poured out your fornications on all who passed by, on any who would have it. Think about all the foreign aid that we've given. We've given so much out there. We've just given it to them. God says that's like a whore paying her customers to come to her. Shouldn't have done that. Come over here to verse 20. Verse 20, and you've taken your sons and your daughters whom you have borne to me, their God, see. And you have sacrificed them on the images, on these images to be devoured. What are the images and the idols we sacrifice them to? All the modern technology today. Drugs, sex, no God, games, athletic things. Sacrifice the children in abortion. And yet we want to go to God and kind of, as God says, wipe our mouth and say, what have we done? We have done great evil. And in all your hateful deeds and your whoredoms, you have not remembered the days of your youth when you were naked and bare and squirming in your own blood. Woe to you, says the Lord God, for it shall come to pass, for it came to pass after all your wickedness that you have built yourself an eminent place, and you have made for yourself a high place in every square, and you have built your high place at the head of every crossroad, and you made your beauty to be dispersed, and have opened your feet to everyone who passed by, and have multiplied your whoredoms. And he goes on, I suggest you read the whole chapter and how absolutely evil and wretched that this has been. Let's look at some other scriptures we need to read here. Let's come to Hosea, the second chapter. Hosea, the second chapter. Hosea 2, verse 6. Hosea 2, verse 6. Because of what we've done, God says, therefore, behold, I will hedge your way with thorns and make a wall that she, that is Israel, shall not find her path. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. She shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better with me than now. Only this was feigned. This was not in truth. For she did not know that I gave her grain and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which she prepared for Baal. So I will return, God says, and take away my grain in its time, my wine in its season, and I will recover my word and my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. And so that's where we are. That's where this nation is. Let's see the consequences of it. Over here in chapter 4 of Hosea. Over here in chapter 4. Hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore, the land mourns. That's what's wrong with the land. That's what's wrong with the people. That's what's wrong here that needs to be corrected. It's not the economy, stupid. It is God. And it is sin and transgression and going against God, all the while thinking how good we are. So he says, the land shall mourn, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yes, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. Ask any fisherman, where have the fish gone? Let no man strive nor reprove another, for your people are as those who strive with the priest. And you shall stumble in the day, and a prophet shall also stumble with you in the night, and I shall destroy your mother. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Is that what is happening to you? Does that describe your life? How much do you know about God? How much do you know about His way? You can be destroyed many ways, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, economically, destroyed families. You can be destroyed with drugs. You can be destroyed with fornication. You can be destroyed with homosexuality. You can be destroyed with all of those things. Lack of knowledge. And here's why. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being as a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And I think about that when I'm out traveling and I see all of these young people with their parents. No conversation, no talking. They're plugged into their music. They're plugged into their cell phone. They're plugged into their strawberry. They're talking with their friends. They could tell their parents, go to hell. That's the result of it. So this is where we are. This is what has happened. Now let's come to Isaiah 44. Here's what God wants us to do. He wants us to turn to Him with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all of our mind. Isaiah 44. He wants us to remember Him. Remember Him to the point that we come back to Him. And we may have to do this individually in our own particular lives, because the way the world is today, there isn't going to be a turning back to God publicly by anyone. Can you think of anyone in government that's going to repent and say, let's get back to the Bible and return to God? Can you think of anyone in the Supreme Court that's going to do that? Can you think of any governor, any legislature? Can you think of any university, any school of any kind that they will get back to God? Can you think of any church that will stand up there and say, we've been sinning by keeping Sunday and all of these holidays. Let's all repent. Let's have days of fasting. Let's come to God. Let's study the Word of God. Let's all repent. No. That would be true. But we know that because so much evil abounds everywhere, that won't happen. But it can happen in your life. And you have to confess your sins to God, and you have to remember God, and you have to come back to Him, and you come to Him His way. God has promised that if you will seek Him with repentance, if you will seek Him in truth, if you will seek Him in humility, He will be found of you. He says here in Isaiah 44, verse 21, remember these, O Jacob and Israel. Put your name there. For you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. You shall not be forgotten by me. God still remembers. God is saying, return to me. That's what God wants. I blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions and as a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. That's what God wants. That's why Jesus Christ said when He began His gospel. Let's come back here to the book of Mark. Mark, the first chapter. And here's what we need to do. Here's how our lives have to be. Listen, you need to believe your Bible. Don't believe the lying ministers in the pulpit. You need to believe the Word of God. You need to believe the truth of God. So Jesus said here, verse 15, Mark the first chapter, and saying, the time has been fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. And it is. Mark 1 and verse 15. And the kingdom of God is coming. And the whole solution to it is the kingdom of God ruled by Jesus Christ and the resurrected saints. That's the ultimate solution to the problems of this world. Now, if you want part of that, God offers that to you if you do what He says here. kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And that's what we need to do. We need to repent with God, to God, with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our soul, with all our being, and return to God and remember that everything that we have has come from God and He has given it. So it is not the economy, stupid. It is God. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.